For some time now, the state has been lowering its expectations for revenue collections, and it's been failing to meet even those lowered projections. Why do we keep missing the mark with the revenue numbers?
Well, there are some greater trends that have been affecting us here. The governor's administration has pointed to things like a lagging ag industry, lagging aircraft industry, and kind of, you know, dropping oil prices, hitting the oil industry as driving some of these things. Some of the critics would point out, as you have, that this has been, you know, over the last year, I think we've missed the number 11 times out of the 12 months. So Democrats are saying, you know, this is fiscal mismanagement and eventually we need to change what they're doing. So why we've been coming up short might depend on who you talk to.
Jim McLean, is that how you see it?
I think Stephen is right in the sense that there probably, there always are in these situations. But the fact remains that Kansas has more aggressively cut its taxes, its income taxes, than any other state in the country. And these revenue problems have their origin in the year after those tax cuts. So as you pointed out, we've been missing the revenue estimates over and over and over again. And last year, as you remember, legislators were required to pass the largest tax increase in state history just to balance the budget.
Another thing to point out is some people are saying maybe there's a problem with the process of estimating the revenue. So look, maybe there's a problem with how we're putting these numbers together and we need to look at possibly updating the revenue process.
Yeah, I know I've heard that talk too, Stephen, but you know, I've been around here for more than 30 years and that process has served the state fairly well. Over the years, if you look at a chart, it's done pretty well. Now, perhaps the economy is simply more volatile in recent years than it has been historically.
Well, how has the governor responded to this revenue shortfall?
Well, he came out with a statement pretty quickly after the shortfall was announced, basically backing up the tax policies we have here in Kansas. He says he does not want to put a tax on small business. And he announced, this was a surprise to me, a cut to the Regents. So basically a cut to universities of 3% for the current fiscal year, which amounts to about $17 million.
Yeah, that's effective immediately. And so those universities will have to decide how they can do without that $17 million in the final 4 months of the fiscal year. That's no easy task. But Stephen's right. He was ready with the statement. He knew these bad numbers were coming. It was very aggressive. He said, quote unquote, the state has an economic problem, not a tax problem. And so that was a shot across the bow to those who still want to tinker with his tax plan. You know, underlying all this, Jay, we talk a lot about the income tax rates. As you know, the tax cuts were to income taxes. And a lot of the governor's critics point to that as the cause of these problems. But the sales tax, administration officials don't still have a very good explanation as to why we keep missing our sales tax projections as well. They're really at a loss to explain that. And once again, this month, the sales taxes were about $12 million, a little bit more than $12 million below the estimates. And so those continue to miss the mark, which is just adding to the bigger problem.
Meanwhile, the Kansas House and Senate have already passed a budget this year that, before these latest revenue numbers came out, balanced on paper. Well, now it doesn't balance at all. And lawmakers still haven't addressed the Kansas Supreme Court ruling that said the current school funding mechanism, the so-called block grants, are unconstitutional. And the court has threatened to keep schools closed this fall unless lawmakers address the problem. Where are we on that?
When lawmakers passed this budget, they basically knew that they were just getting their head above water. I think we only had an estimated $6 million ending balance for our current fiscal year, which is basically how much we'd have in the bank at the end of the year. So they've already been planning on coming back, looking at this efficiency study, other ways to save money, and then trying to put together a bigger ending balance and also use that to deal with the school funding issues, however they end up doing that. I think the revenue numbers that came out really just make that work harder.
Right. The short answer to your question, Jay, is that we collectively as Kansans and legislators in particular are in a world of hurt. The problems just keep getting worse for legislators. As the numbers grow worse, and as the prospect for another marathon session that maybe has a tax increase at the end of it grow higher, then perhaps the idea of going back and revisiting those tax cuts looks a little more attractive to some people who, at least to this point, weren't willing to consider it.